Derek Schmidt is a South African who lives in China. Good morning, Derek.
Hi, beautiful KZN, and it's great to be here speaking to you.
So, where in China do you stay?
I'm based in Guangdong Province, Dongguan City, which is the sewing basket of China, and I produce and manufacture clothing for international brands from Australia to South Africa to the US.
So where were you? What were you doing when you first heard about the virus?
I heard about the virus for the first time on CNN and BBC News, which I thought at the time was a hoax. And later on, I saw the chat and the social media platform WeChat in China, which is what everybody uses. It's like a Facebook, Instagram page. I saw the seriousness of what was happening. I then spoke to family and friends, and this is how I came to know about this virus.
All right, so first-hand experience. How did the Chinese government handle the spreading of information once they became aware of the coronavirus?
The Chinese government was very quick to release information. Notices appeared at the front door of all our buildings telling us about the spread of the virus, how to prevent the spread of the virus, precautions to take, and asking families and individuals to stay indoors and actually refrain from celebrating Chinese New Year, which is a horrific thing to happen. You can imagine it's as if it's your Christmas. You've saved up all year. You've saved up your leave. You've traveled thousands of kilometers to be with your family and friends. And then you are told that you cannot visit your friends. You cannot visit your family. You have to stay wherever you are. You cannot pass gifts along. You are, in effect, under quarantine. And this is self-imposed. But people are so paranoid that they actually followed up, and nobody has left their homes in weeks.
So you're not in China right now. Where are you right now, and how did you get there?
Currently, I'm in Melbourne. I was on the last flight that allowed non-Chinese citizens into Australia, and I'm booked to stay here until Saturday the 8th. And I'm currently very concerned about how I'm going to get back to China and whether I would be able to cross the mainland border into China from Hong Kong.
Is it just you? Who have you left behind in China?
At this very moment, my 85-year-old mother is still in China. She's been living with me for 8 years, where she helps with QC and color blocking. And yes, at 85, she's still working hard and loving her job. But she is alone, isolated. I have a housekeeper who goes in four times a day to look up on her and to walk our dogs. And yes, I have huge concern about getting to her and, if necessary, leaving again.
Okay. So how sure are you that you do not have the coronavirus?
I'm as sure as I can be that I don't have the virus. We self-isolated from the 15th of January. We had no contact with anyone except my housekeeper, who wears a mask indoors. I took a driver to the airport, and the only contact I've really had since the 15th of January with anyone for the first time was on the aeroplane, where everybody was wearing masks, hand sanitizing, and really following what the government has asked everybody to do.
Derek, here in South Africa, no one's wearing masks. No one's not going to business. No one's not sending their kids to schools. No one here is really affected directly by the coronavirus, or no one thinks they are. Should they be a little bit more paranoid?
I'm hoping that this virus is brought to a halt and has been contained, and that people around the world are doing what they can do to prevent the virus. I think the Chinese government has done an amazing job on handling this and doing whatever they can do to put Pandora back in the box, although once it's released, one can never know what the conclusion will be. But I believe that the Chinese government has done absolutely everything that they can do. And I'm hoping that the public will do the same. I'm also hoping that people around the world are kind and considerate about each other, and that there's no paranoia when you see somebody with Asian features or who is from China. I believe that this is a time where we can reach out as humans and touch each other and care for each other and be there for each other. I'm hoping that people really pull together and look beyond your skin color, beyond your demographics or your geographics, and reach out for each other in kindness and in love. And I hope that the universe brings peace and helps us with this terrible, terrible virus that is circulating the globe.
Thanks, Derek. It's good to have you as a contact. We'll touch base with you again soon. Thanks, man. This is East Coast Radio.